look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. Let's get the show started. The Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025 is open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. It is a research project. Four winners will be selected from four districts throughout the Commonwealth, one from New Providence, one from Grand Bahama, one from San Salvador, and one from the rest of the family of islands. To win the prize, to share in the prize money, we need two pieces of information, correct information, the government recording record, that's the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Those two pieces of information can win you a prize. You call the show, let us know you want to play the game, and we'll transfer you to the producer. You give the information to the producer, and the organizers of the competition will contact you before end of day to confirm whether you have won or not. Again, that's the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition 2025 being organized by Mr. Dennis Bethel. Mr. Dennis Bethel. Also, calling all Junkanoo enthusiasts and artisans. Calling all Junkanoo enthusiasts and artisans. Celebration Key is inviting proposals for a creative, culturally inspired display to be featured in a straw market stall at the Celebration Key Artisan Market in Locono Cove. So, all you young and old creatives, Junkanoo artisans, Junkanoo enthusiasts, go on down, like walk your fingers down to the Celebration Key website and look for details there. It's a Wednesday. It means it's a Man Down Mashup Wednesday. Mr. C.A. Newry is joining me in studio. Good morning, Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning.
You see you in the paper?
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm dyslexic. I have issues reading.
That's okay.
I mean, if you could read it to me, I know what it is. But
the interview that you did
with
the RBDF,
there's
a great conversation, and the paper pulled excerpts from that conversation.
Did they call my name?
Yes, they did. That's why I say
the full name or
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry.
Oh, C.A. Newry. But I once didn't say the government name, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
But few people know what I look like. Most people think I'm Conky Joe.
Because you are Conky Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I have like that 2%.
Because Africans is everywhere, including Ireland. Oh, you think I get my name?
Yeah, but you...
Africans is everywhere.
You can see color inside you. What's the absence of color? That's black?
No, the absence of color is white. Black is a combination of all the
colors.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have color.
Yeah.
I have a lot of color.
Yeah, you have more color than me.
Blessed
be.
Blessed be.
You have more color.
Good question.
Yeah.
Does the Junkanoo community have a union? I see they advertise and saying they want people to...
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm saying the JCNP was in the union?
No, the JCNP. They banish parades. They are hired by the government.
That's what I thought.
I don't know if the government hired them anymore.
I can be honest with you. I thought that they were like a management entity, right? But it
hired by who?
It appears as if they operated like a union.
Oh, things change.
But there's an article in today's paper. Government JCNP set to meet on Junkanoo Bill. Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg said yesterday the government will meet with the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence next week to discuss the corporation's recommendations relating to the National Junkanoo Authority of the Bahamas Bill. They were set to meet yesterday to discuss the bill, which seeks to establish an official body to oversee the organization of Junkanoo parades in the country. However, schedule conflicts resulted in that meeting being pushed to next week, according to the minister. So they were set to meet yesterday. There's more scheduling conflicts. Because remember the first time?
Yes.
I mean,
these things happen, though. The Junkanoo community works. And this is the second job. This is the juk-juk job. They don't take... Junkanoo is not their real job. It's something... It's a side gig.
They're doing a juk-juk job. It ain't a juk-juk job. Oh. I'm just saying. Okay, back to the article. We go to page 7. Just quickly. Quote, that was postponed and I'm waiting for the Attorney General to set that meeting up for next week sometime. Close quotes, Boleg said. Quote, we'll meet with them next week to accept their recommendations and view them, then make a decision moving forward. Close quotes. The first public consultation for the bill took place in August. Junkanoo was weighed in on the proposed legislation that has been criticized by members of the JCNP, the New Providence-based corporation that has managed parades in the capital for 20 years. Some Junkanooers supported the bill, but requested the government clarify what the role of the JCNP will be going forward. Boleg said following that consultation session, the government has tweaked the bill based on recommendations offered by the public. I wonder if they published the recommendations offered by the public so we could make an assessment of how the bill was altered.
I'm just glad they said they were able to tweak it. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, you mean that they were willing to tweak it?
But they always said it's willing to tweak it, just that there is some kind of controversy and confliction.
Okay. As soon as we get there, Quote, we've already adjusted the bill since we last made it public based on the recommendations from the public consultation we had. Close quotes. Boleg said, quote, as soon as we get their input, we will then make the final draft to go out to the public before I take it to the House in October. There were many adjustments and recommendations made, not only with the persons in the room, but also by the associations and corporations from the Junkanoo community in the Family Islands. Close quotes. Speaking to the legislation's timeline, Boleg said the government is taking its time to finalize the bill, noting that the process will not impact the upcoming Boxing Day and New Year's parades. Quote, even if we take this bill, which we intend to, before the year is out, it will not impact the upcoming parades because it takes time to put an authority together, close quotes, he said. Quote, you just don't go and pick people off your fingers. The authority has to come together. They have to properly plan to be able to organize itself. You have to find a physical location for them to be in, set up themselves, and start preparing for upcoming parades, which will probably be next year. It will definitely not impact these upcoming parades, close quotes, end the article. What happened to the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium?
I think that's occupied.
With what?
Parties for the minister.
Oh.
You see where he went there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went there.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, what concerned me most in the reading of the excerpts of the first bill, mm-hmm, and the commentary around the first bill, the first conversations about the bill,
okay,
was what appeared to be, I don't know if it was an implication, that this authority would manage more than just Junkanoo parades, that this will essentially be a festival's authority, right?
Yes.
And I don't know what's happening, because why are you going to call it a Junkanoo bill, but it manages all festivals? Junkanoo is only a cultural activity that they're trying to turn into a festival,
hmm,
that is currently a poorly organized parade.
What is the authority name again? The name of the authority they're proposing?
The National Junkanoo Authority of the Bahamas.
It could be a Junkanoo authority. Based on Junkanoo.
Right.
By the name.
But will this... Right, but what I'm saying is that some of the language shared suggested that this body will also have authority over festivals generally,
mm,
right? And I think strategically that may be problematic. Like sort of putting Junkanoo at the top and then all festivals fall below it, right?
Mm.
I think that...
Or they'd be separate and apart, and then festivals still fall under the minister. Festivals fall under the minister of... Is it
agriculture right now?
Agriculture right now, or...
Well, regattas fall under, I think, agriculture right now, but I'm not sure if festivals,
okay,
fall under agriculture. I'm not sure if festivals should fall under any government authority. That's not to say that there shouldn't be oversight, right? Or some regulations. Like, for instance, if you're having a festival, then you have to ensure that you have disability access,
mm,
right? I say that's fair. You may not have, and mobility access. So you may not have sign language interpreters, right? You may not have visual aids. But certainly, it wouldn't be unreasonable to mandate that all festivals have mobility access,
yeah,
right, incorporated. But it is a concern, and I think if we're going to do things properly, right? Unless if it does create an authority for more than just Junkanoo,
mm-hmm,
then say that plainly, say that clearly, right? And also ensure that you open up space for dialogue in that area. Because right now, it felt like only Junkanoo should apply.
It's a Junkanoo.
Right? There's no space for other types of festival sector stakeholders.
But a festival encompasses so many different things. Remember, they have visual arts and whatever.
Right, you could have any type of festival. You could have
for the Junkanoo space. They plan to expand it to be visual arts and whatever.
Yeah.
To be a festival. So I assume there's planning to have the historians, the culturalists, all in part of this
yeah, story. But that's for Junkanoo.
Yes, for Junkanoo.
Right? The next question is this bill an attempt to create an industry, right? And are you carving out through legislation spaces, right, that without proper management become mini plantations, right? Or the fiefdoms, little quarters of the country that you rule over and you could become king, right? Are you making a festival czar without truly engaging the festival community? Because Junkanoo by itself is not the festival community.
Right now, Junkanoo is not a festival.
That's what I'm saying.
Hopefully,
No, Junkanoo is a cultural activity that we also feature parades, right? They still need plenty of wig.
Yeah, so this is where the authority comes in to talk it out, hash it out,
right, but it's
and have vision.
But it's not a festival, and we have to ensure that the legislation is not created in a way that you want to legislate Junkanoo into a festival, and then you create a hostile or dysfunctional or unnavigable space for other festival sector stakeholders.
Okay.
Absolutely. Here's a text. Erin, listening to Dwight's show a while ago, and the minister claimed she provided all the information about Pike. The minister did not provide all the details on the House or of Assembly. I thought her response was curt and dismissive. Three educated women, a minister, a chair, and a CAO, and they can't keep the light on? My gosh.
Well, I heard the minister, and she explained that she said it in the House Assembly. And if you disagree.
Did she repeat it while she was in front of the mic?
No, she didn't.
Well, then what's the point? I mean, I was going to tell you, don't even continue talking. Because
she
had an opportunity to reiterate what was said in the House. Why would she assume that every single person was tuned into the House on that day when she was speaking?
The question I think they asked, Dwight asked, was the minister didn't provide any information on the agreement with Pike and the Bahamas. And then the minister responded, oh, yes, I did. I tabled the entire agreement about Pike and whatever it is instead of Bahamas. And that was her response. Now, if there was any specific issues, you say, man, I didn't know this. I think that's actually...
Did she say this is what it was called? This is where you could find it?
No, she didn't.
If you call my office, I could make copies available for the general public? Did she say that?
But no, she didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I said that perhaps the texter should say, I didn't know this. And then when the minister come back, it's Dwight invited back, they say, hey... The last time you were here, you said everything was tabled. These are the four questions with the texter or the listening audience said we didn't get.
Okay, so you know what I could do tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, what we could do is I could open the line for callers, listeners, texters to share their questions, and I will document their questions. The specific questions.
The specific questions.
So they could be asked.
That's why.
Because what I don't like, right, is when state stakeholders come to the public to share information and then they keep shifting the goalposts, right? Like you didn't ask the question properly or you didn't have specific details. I already shared that information in another forum and shut the conversation down. Mm-hmm. That is problematic.
I'm just saying that it was an opportunity now to be specific. So when she comes again, when Dwight invite her again, you can say, these are the issues I'm having. So no switching back and forth because these are specific answers now or specific questions.
If I were a cabinet minister, I wouldn't be waiting for a radio host to invite me back.
To show up.
To share information that the entire public should know. I wouldn't wait for an invite. I would see it as a part of my job and obligation to governance to make every effort to disseminate as much information as possible.
Yeah, right, so.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then I have a question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you and Yuri?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Let me see if I could make some sense of this Junkanoo thing. What is the government trying to do with the Junkanoo Association? What are they trying to do? Make it a what?
An authority.
An authority.
Mm-hmm.
And then Junkanoo is culture.
Yes.
Right? Why don't they make an authority for culture?
They have a ministry for that.
Yeah, but see, so why John Kunu needs an authority then?
Let me, hold on, pause, sir. You can't see why John Kunu needs an authority?
Yeah. You
can't see why John Kunu needs an authority? The parades can't start on time. The parades can't end on time. At the last parade, having identified all the issues that potentially will arise with the shifting of the start time, with all of the energy supposed to be focused on the weakest links in the chain, and they still couldn't get it right. You don't think Junkanoo needs an authority?
If the name change, okay, you can now call it an authority. Does the players in the game change?
Yes, the players
are doing the same thing.
The players in the game, I imagine, have to change. But not just that. The game itself will change because you will change the infrastructure, right? You can't change the people. After years and decades of Junkanooers with the most haughty attitudes, looking in people's face and saying things like only a real Junkanoo could understand the beat of a drum, right? After years and years of that, right? You don't think an authority is necessary?
I don't like the Junkanoo authority. I like a culture authority. Put everything in culture. Okay, sailing next year, yes, the sailing people say they need an authority.
I think they have an authority.
And you hear the straw vendor say they need an authority.
They have an association.
So why don't you just put everything under one umbrella? Put a representative from sailing there, a representative from Junkanoo, a representative from the straw market, a representative from the people in Cat Island who's made the flour. Okay, just put somebody.
That's how it's supposed to work.
That worked better.
That's no.
You single in Junkanoo.
Everything should have an authority. Everything requires oversight.
Culture.
No. Everything requires oversight.
Everybody will have a representative at the table, But everybody comes under culture.
Man, I don't know what to say. After yesterday's conversation, you're just going to watch Junkanoo continue to devolve because you can't change the attitudes of the people. You can't make the people be accountable. You can't make them be transparent. You can't make them set rules. You can't make them acknowledge that the rules they have are insufficient. You cannot make them do anything. So what you do is you change the game. You create legislation and regulations that will force people to behave in the way that's required for the functional operation of the space.
What that reminds you of, Ms. Green, you can't stop the people from smoking dope, so you might as well legalize it.
Oh, no, this is something entirely different.
No, but you can't control the people. I said, put it in a way.
No. This is entirely different. We're talking about. No, why would I let you continue on that road? Because it is entirely different. We're talking about Junkanoo right now. Let me finish my point. No, you, caller, don't make me hang up the phone. See, this is the problem now. It's very simple. Those two issues are entirely different. Let me finish. The state funds involved, state resources involved with the consumption of cannabis. See, it's the next thing. Y'all old heads, y'all smoking the dope. Y'all as stupid as the people y'all talking about. It's cannabis. You know what dope refers to? That's what they call heroin. That's what they call major drugs. Big, serious things.
But, Ms. Green, you think these fellas just now just smoking that marijuana straight off the tree into a backwood or something? They put more funny things in this now. They making it into dope if they're using the thing straight off the tree. And drinking it or smoke, whatever they want to do with it, you don't mind. But they're adding more little mixing in these little things. Now they're talking this thing, but lacing it.
Okay, thank you. Pause. Let's talk about it. Let's make it a real conversation now, right? Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why you would decriminalize cannabis locally, right?
Yeah.
Like a Jamaica or a Trinidad that gives individuals they authorize them to have either 5 male plants and 1 female plant or 11 male plants and 1 female plant, depending on the jurisdiction you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that strategy is employed is because they acknowledge that with the importation of cannabis into a jurisdiction is usually accompanied with other things like cocaine and guns, right?
Yeah.
Bang. So here's what happens. The cocaine is the more valuable product, right? That gets processed first, and the cannabis typically gets processed in the same space that the former substance was processed in. And so it is likely that the thing that you're consuming has been contaminated with another substance.
That makes it a drug now.
One of the arguments to support allowing the local production, the personal production, is to remove and reduce the risk of your product being contaminated because you have no control of the supply chain, right? That's it right there. So
learned that this morning. But now it becomes a drug after you add something to it.
No, it becomes a drug after the government declares it a drug and puts it on the schedule, right? Schedule 1, Schedule 2, Schedule 3. That's when it becomes a drug. The plant itself has medicinal, or they would say narcotic, but it has elements, right, or parts of it that affect your body in ways the drugs affect your body. Right? So the state has...
Fenugreek and aspirin, this affects certain people's body.
Yes.
So, you know, if you talk about it like that...
And that's one of the arguments that has been put forth, right? Why are we not treating this substance like we treat other substances and regulate its consumption? That's it.
I'll continue listening. Sorry, taking you off the jungle talk.
That's okay. I don't mind.
I glad I didn't know because I now learned something different. You're a smart lady, you know, Aaron.
We all smart, you know.
You're a smart lady. I comment, I think it was on Monday.
Yes, sir.
When you knocked the two smartest men that call on radio out the park.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I, you know.
Thanking you.
Good.
Thanking you. And that's one of the biggest issues with the use of cannabis, like how it's being used currently, is the problems that arise around it. For instance, when it comes in, it's not the only thing coming in, the potential contamination with other substances, the unregulated use. That's why it was very beneficial to listen to the Pharmaceuticals Association's position on the matter. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Can we understand the discussion about the regulation of junk and ooze?
I was hoping that we would have the same discussion about the regulation of junk and ooze. But it seems to just be very emotive.
Emotional. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Now, I think, you know, there are a couple of distinctions that have to be made, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even though government gives seed money to junk and ooze, They more than triple their return in terms of advertisement and promotion on a global level.
I disagree.
Hold it. Is the government losing money when it gives Junkalo?
I'm not saying they're losing money.
No. If they call it seed money, right?
Yes, that's for the Junkalo group.
Seed implies what?
Investment.
Okay. Now,
there's an investment into culture.
Yes, right. Now, when we talk about having a Junkanoo authority, okay, we are talking about an infrastructure that is already in place.
We're creating an infrastructure.
No. Guys drop off in the shack after July. Some of them don't come out until after.
That's not the structure. That just happenstance.
No. See, I think, Yuri, you need to have an understanding of what culture is.
No, we're not talking culture. We're talking about infrastructure.
No, this is not something you can pay anybody to do.
But we're not talking about that, though.
No. If we are talking about a Junkanoo authority who wants the...
To govern the system.
Manage
the system.
Read the small print.
This is small.
They want to monetize.
For who?
That's the question.
They said for the junk news.
No. If they say what in the paper, right? It says that if you become a junk canoe, head, you know, thing, right?
Group leader.
If they become a junk canoe authority, they will be able to borrow money on behalf
the junk canoes. The junk canoes can borrow
and expand it, right?
Yes.
Now, if that expansion does not involve the persons who are in the arena already.
But one would assume so, because you're getting the money for free now.
When you deal with the culture, you can't assume nothing.
When you deal with anything, you can't assume anything.
No. Culture especially. Okay.
Well, why culture especially?
Okay. Politicians and those who are involved in politics always have a problem with culture.
Where? In which country?
Of course, in any culture. Any country. Because, see...
I don't know that is factual, though. That's your opinion.
Ask your co-host, okay?
I shall ask him. In any other country...
Ask Aaron Green.
I can ask right now.
Politicians don't have a problem with culture.
Name me a country... Name me a country in culture where the politicians have an issue with culture, besides the Bahamas, of course. Go ahead, just name me one or two. No. Ask them the question. Go ahead, name me a couple countries.
Tell me, ask the country,
and then
let her answer. Let her answer the question.
I was doing that, but you interjected.
Let me do it again.
You
trying to
Aaron,
the question.
Let me. What should we ask the question? Name me some countries.
Aaron.
Yes, so
name me some countries where the politicians.
No.
Okay,
Don't try to frame a thinking, please.
No, I got ask a question.
Okay,
Let me answer. I answered. Every country, every state, every government, the governmental mechanisms are concerned with culture. Yeah. Right, very, very concerned. In fact, that's in food, right? That in food. Who feeds the people?
And the economy and healthcare.
No.
The question was.
Yeah.
Name some countries that has problems with culture.
U.S.
Do U.S. have problems with culture?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think the U.S. have a strong culture where they work independently of the government?
No. That's not what it is. It's cultural imperialism is the strongest tool in the American imperialist toolbox.
The imperialism of the culture in the United States is privatized.
Anyway. In fact,
name me any culture that the government is owned in the United States. They've done it. Like Black American culture, is that owned by government?
Black American culture is owned by the government.
No, Black American culture is not owned by the government, but that does not mean that the U.S. government doesn't use sophisticated mechanisms to spin. See, you don't have to be in control of the thing, but if you could be in control of the mechanisms that the thing needs, then you could spin the thing, right? And so they don't have to control the culture. What they do is through the regulations that they put in place, they use the scope that they have, that they've established or they've determined, assessed within those regulations to control culture in that way, right?
But as you know, in all countries is not germane. It's always planned and orchestrated by the government.
Government promotes culture.
And the government promotes the culture that is most politically expedient at the time.
Let's picture, I'm fighting with this by now, but I agree with you, Uncle.
Let's picture the culture of Singapore, but the government is actually pushing the Singaporean culture.
Let's leave the government out of this for now, right?
Yes, sir. We're talking about the culture.
Okay. No. See, our friend made a Freudian slip. His phrase was about the government owning culture.
Yeah.
Okay. So he is out of this conversation in those terms. Because understand.
Don't say it like that, Uncle. Because
I appreciate it.
Let's understand the framework, though.
The good thing is that our government is adopting the concept of the whole world by promoting bohemian culture, and we are pushing that issue to make sure that Bohemian culture is not diminished.
Uncle, I get it. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Definitely in the United States, in Singapore, in Jamaica, the government is intimately involved in highlighting the culture.
Remember Singapore? Remember when the little white teenager, the American teenager, he spat gum on the ground. And they gave him, they wanted to give him lashes.
They did give him lashes.
In public, and the U.S. government say, hold on, we ready to go to war.
And they're
talking about you giving lashes to our citizen. And then Singapore say, yeah, let me show you a why. Mm-hmm. We so serious about the culture of cleanliness, because the culture of cleanliness feeds into the culture of public health and safety and national identity.
Who enforces that? The culture of cleanliness. And the national safety.
The people enforce it, right?
The
people enforce it.
The government, which is the people, enforced it. And that's where we move into now. We need our government now to enforce our culture that we don't lose it. And that's what the people are crying for.
I mean, I don't like how you said it at all. That framing is problematic,
and especially in a place where it'd be in a dispensation where Bohemians are concerned about their culture, saying, oh, our culture's being watered down and diminished. Our government needs to be involved intimately and push it forward before we will lose ourselves.
Man, listen, before we go to the next caller, let me just say, you see all those words you said there? I like some of them words, you know. Mm. I just don't like the order that you put them in.
But that's how it is.
The government does not have responsibility, does not have the authority alone. They see, they have the responsibility, but not the authority. And that's what we need to start talking about. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning, my blessings.
Good morning, my blessed Bahamas. You know, if one person like you all, the only people is JJ. They ain't the politicians, they ain't the pastors, they ain't these greedy black and red hogs. Evan, what I can say on this matter is, nothing wrong with agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. See, I bet you on CRA, we were six-pack a bear. I may be there, you might be there, but I can bet you this. If the government take over the authority, whatever you're trying to do, for the coup is here, right? Let me tell you what is going to happen. Like, how not working in this country? Mm-hmm. You go try and get a TCC. Take about three weeks to get a TCC. I know the government money, you know. Mm-hmm. See, nothing working right in this country. See, please let me tell you, it is hilariously believed that the international body, I can't remember the name. Who's get government monies?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I can't remember the name of the international thing. You see, something called consolidated funds in the Bahamas. Our government like put our monies in these consolidated funds.
Mm-hmm.
What they will do with our money? See?
That's like
government money. Put a board there. Government, I can't touch our money, please.
Yeah.
I'm beginning. See, I voted yes for the law. You know. See, I'm trying to say this to explain. See, the answer should be right here. You know. I'll say for 20 years. Airmark $250 million for youth sports and culture. That is your thing. You just take the money that funds and keep the travel all over the world. That is how we're going to control these funds.
Mm-hmm.
$250 million goes and pay down NHI. Any sickness you get, the money you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And $250 million goes with development of the family of violence and pay it on the debt. Because I don't trust no government. These people who like this, you know, all they like is taxes. Some of them, I spend all millions on junk, you know. I see thousands of people. Boys and girls, people come in the jungle shop, everybody got the same power, you know. We got lawyers, doctors, judges, and everybody got the same power there. You don't come and try to open nobody.
JJ, see, that's okay. I love it. First of all, I tolerating it from you because you put in the work. You are evidence. Your work speaks for itself, right? The government's supposed to have the responsibility without the authority. You see what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to work. That they are supposed to create a space. Their obligation is to provide the resources to enable it to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they need to initiate it, if they need to create legislation, that's their job. The authority sits with the people in the authority. You know what our problem is? We have people who lack temerity. We have people who refuse to do what they ought to do when they know they ought to do it.
And that's what you're saying, Aaron. That is so correct. I can hang up and listen. Right, that's a good show.
Thank you. That's what it is. So, Nuri, I, 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 I'm in a disagreeable mood today, right? I don't want to agree with you. An authority, though, is necessary. There needs to be government oversight, but the government has to understand and then make it so that you provide, you have an obligation and a responsibility, but that doesn't mean that you have the authority.
And as we hash out this Junkanoo authority, I believe the authority saying the government will abdicate its responsibility and vest it into the authority
which
itself.
Right.
This is what the government's saying. They don't want to be in charge no
and
more.
So what,
they don't want to be the feed money no more. We can make this organization here.
Good stuff.
Independent of us with all these vested people inside it to manage
however,
the culture of Junkanoo.
Hold on. But when you say that, what it means to be the overarching authority, right? Mm-hmm. But to make the body independent. It doesn't mean that you just say, well, whatever they do and let them do it until they break the whole thing up, right? Mm-hmm. It means that you have to, as a government, you have an obligation to provide oversight to ensure that the same culture, right? That the same governmental culture does not get entrenched in the authority.
I hear you, but I believe the call is screwing what is that? What are you saying now?
Yeah.
They're saying that the government is trying to take it over where the government's saying no, they don't want to try to take
right.
it over. They're trying to get an independent authority with the Junkanoos and those culturalists.
Yeah.
Also intimately involved in it.
Yeah, yeah, right? I understand.
But the narrative. They're saying that the government is trying to get involved and
take it over.
That's
not
what's happening.
Right, and their responsibility will be to ensure that that same culture doesn't slip right back into the authority. Cool. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I missed you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, caller. I'm sorry I missed you. Let's go to the text, and then we're going to transition, Mr. Nuri. I got two more stories on the board in our last few minutes. Here's a text. It says, good morning. My mother, a senior citizen, social services monthly voucher was reduced from $100 to $90. Is this to compensate for the reduction from 10% to 5%, the VAT reduction?
I don't know. That's something we have to pose. I'm not sure if it's a one-person thing. Mm-hmm. Or is it a general thing across the board? This is where if it's your mom, you're supposed to go to social services and ask questions and say, hey, yeah. I noticed that my mom's money was reduced. Can you kindly explain it to me?
Show me why. Has it been a general reduction?
There you go.
Has something changed in her assessment that means that she now qualifies for less money?
But you can't complain until you do that first. You do that first, then you come back.
Right. But also at the same time, please, when you're making policy changes, publish them, disseminate them, especially to the people who are most affected. Here's another one. Lady Green, cannabis is not narcotic. It is psychedelic. Okay, thank you very much, Texter. No problem. Hello, can you pause a moment to answer me? Question mark. What you are posting today has a connection to basic civil rights, and if you start politicizing it, you are deciding on my civil rights to Junkanoo and Canvas. We need to know this ASAP because it do influence elections. Wake up.
I think everything influences elections. That's a good
thing. No, you could Junkanoo whenever you want. You could Junkanoo. Don't mind these Ministry of Tourism people referring to or alluding to people as vermin on Bay Street, you know, and all they're trying to do is beat their Junkanoo drum for the tourists, you know.
There is a narrative where people are confusing Junkanoo with the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And the Junkanoos have made it clear that the parade belongs to them. It doesn't belong to the Bahamian people at all.
Mm-hmm.
We, as a Bahamian people, need to have that discussion on whether the national parade belongs to the Bahamian people or just the Junkanoos themselves.
Another point I wanted to make back to that conversation, right? Because we talked about the money that government pays the Junkanoos, the seed money, and the guy said the return is 10 times more. Put that aside. What about the money that's extracted from the community generally, right? I say, somebody said 34 million. I say, let's be conservative and just call it 30 million, right? What if we only call it $20 million? The Junkanoo parades, the two parades extracting up to from between $20 and $30 million from the general economy every year, and Bahamian people shouldn't have anything to say about it.
And
we're supposed to shut our mouth
and exporting that money abroad because we import most of the product.
Poor women selling lotion to dry feed their children.
Mm. Yeah.
Y'all in the house lotioning each other up with foreign lotion?
And basing...
And we shouldn't say anything?
And basing the financial donation from private institute based on a government construct to the confidence that the government has in the organization, these private entities now invest also.
Yeah.
So all of that. See, if there's no confidence, these businesses was not going to invest into these entities.
The text says, don't miss my point, cannabis has rights too. I mean, listen, yeah, Texter.
It's a sentient being, of course. No? You don't speak
to... I was going to say yes. Why you say that? I thought you was going to disagree. Now you have to agree with you. Okay, good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning.
How you do?
Morning, Nui.
Morning, man. Blessings to you.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something. You read the bill in entirety?
No, I have not read the bill in its entirety.
Of course. Some of the things which you're saying, exactly what the bill stated. Watch this.
Okay.
The authority has nothing to do with the government.
Mm-hmm.
The government hands is off of this...
The function...
Thing,
yeah.
Off of this chonkunu or whatever. The government hand is off of that. So only the authority deals with that. And the authority will be independent people. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the government will be on that authority. Nobody.
Yeah.
No part of the government.
I still believe a government representative should be there, but I understand your point.
Yeah. I we appreciate that. Like I said, the government has to...
No, but let me hear you. I hear what Tingham said, right?
Yeah, go on.
See, if you all read the bill, go to the bill, read it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You all will see there. The reason why the JCN having a problem is because they can have a person from the JCN in the authority.
Mm-hmm.
But their thing is, they want it to be done their way. And the people them trying to evolve Junkanoo to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Although they can be using it as a festival, but Junkanoo will be year-round, so to say. And it's not only concerning New Providence. You all forget the Rhode Islands, them all mm-hmm. them involved.
Yeah.
And when they had the first meeting, all of the fellas from the Rhode Islands, all the leaders, them, they was done with it. They appreciate it.
I got you.
And they say they can't wait until everything then settled.
Yeah, to see what the new day look like.
All I'm saying is, right,
mm-hmm.
When you don't read the whole bill, Aaron, I think you'll understand.
What it is they're trying to do.
They're trying to take the hands of it because they said they can't deal with it.
I got
they
you.
They can't handle it.
I got you. Thank you.
Too much for them. That's what the government said.
All right. Thank you very much.
The good thing is the government seemingly is prepared to tweak it. They then said they tweak it from the public consultation.
Yeah.
They meeting with the JCNP, and the JCNP saying half of the things they don't like or some of the things they don't like and they want to get tweaked. And the government said they'll consider one or two or three or four, five things or the whole thing
mm-hmm.
and embrace it. So we wait. But the narrative of, we changed the topic, by the way. The narrative of, the government trying to be in it is wrong. And I've seen one or two of the callers called and say, the government trying to take over. That's not what's happening.
Yeah.
So I think we need to pause. Go back and read what it says. So when we come back and have the discussion, we say, okay, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, because, I mean, even our discussion, right, is more nuanced than,
yes.
than the government want to take it over. And there are concerns, and there should be a space. There should be a space for people to add their concerns.
Yeah.
But then we have to make sure that we're on the right, on a sound footing,
yeah.
right? That
yeah.
we get the foundation correct. There's a text. It says, JJ spent over $1 million into Junkanoo, and those Junkanoo shacks still don't have restrooms. Listen, man, don't pay y'all to do that. JJ has a specific space that he funds, and he funds young people, right? He has a developmental space. That even was happening. And the text says, and the JCNP hasn't mandated or assisted to ensure that all shacks be hygienic and functional.
The JCNP's job and mandate is not that.
I mean, anyway, now it's good. I like it. Now we could route. Here's another text. Talk about marijuana rights too. Do a show for marijuana.
We talk about marijuana.
I tried to do a show for cannabis. You know what, Texter? The cannabis advocates didn't want to engage the public in that way. I don't know. But if you know them, tell them, reach out to me. Let's do that.
I'm not sure if the public is realizing that the conversation is about a medical marijuana. And then, of course, rastas.
Yeah. but it's not about personal and recreational use.
There you go.
Mr. Newry,
mm-hmm.
Somebody, do you know what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
You... Okay, so what happened yesterday was, headline, U.S. military kills 11 people in strike on alleged drug boat from Venezuela, Trump says. That was Reuters, right?
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. military killed 11 people on Tuesday in a strike on a vessel from Venezuela allegedly carrying illegal narcotics, President Donald Trump said, in the first known operation since his administration's recent deployment of warships to the Southern Caribbean. So first things first, did you know that there were U.S. warships in the Southern Caribbean?
I imagine there's U.S. warships everywhere. If they listen to our conversation now, you know, I text it now on my Facebook. I sure they scan what I text and look at that. They listen to everything.
So apparently U.S. Warships have been in the Southern Caribbean since August 14th, right? Mm-hmm. And I found this other article say, because I was in a panic. U.S. forces stage realistic drills in Caribbean amid Venezuela tensions. That was in Newsweek yesterday. Now, mind you, this article was posted about 4 or 5 hours before the first article I read was posted, right? Again, this one said, U.S. forces stage realistic drills in Caribbean amid Venezuela tensions. The United States is reinforcing its military presence in the Caribbean and rising tensions with Venezuela as a Marine Corps unit conducts a realistic training exercise in the region. The North Carolina-based 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit, capable of rapid response to protect America's national security interests, said the training event in southern Puerto Rico aims to enhance regional security disaster response capabilities and capacity building. Newsweek contacted Venezuela's embassy in Beijing, China for comment via email. So all of a sudden, it appears like all of a sudden what was a tactical training exercise mm-hmm. turned into what the UK Guardian called a kinetic strike. Mm-hmm. Well, not the UK Guardian, what Trump called a kinetic strike. Mm-hmm. From the UK Guardian, we have the headline, U.S. conducts kinetic strike against drug boat from Venezuela, killing 11, Trump says. The U.S. military has killed 11 drug traffickers during a kinetic strike in the Caribbean Sea. First of all, Mr. Nuri, I didn't know that the Caribbean had enough electricity to provide power for a kinetic strike.
They have a lot of oil down there.
Where they plug into for that kinetic strike?
All that oil down there.
Anyway, I see the...
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you guys stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. It may be a man down mashup Wednesday, but Mr. Nuri, the caller's been manning me down and mashing me up, man.
Mm.
Anyway, it's been a great conversation so far. Stay tuned.
I need a
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.